On the other hand, some physicists are concerned that if the super collider actually works, it'll create a black hole and swallow up the Earth, ending life as we know it.
What a bunch of crybabies. No guts, no glory, man.
Hey, check it out. The School of Pharmacology is looking for volunteers.
We are testing a new medication for social anxiety, panic attacks, agoraphobia, and obsessive compulsive disorder.
Why would they be looking for test subjects here?
I don't know, Raj. Maybe the comic book store doesn't have a bulletin board. What's going on?
Shh, hot girl, Sheldon's office. Sheldon's office? She lost?
I don't think so. I followed her here from the parking lot.
Maybe she's his lawyer.
Oh, she's free to examine my briefs.
Oh, I know. I'm disgusting. I should be punished. By her. Oh, look, I did it again.
Well, that should do it.
Thank you for coming by.
Hello.
Oh, hey, buddy. Buddy.
Sorry, I'm late. I'm working on a project that may take me up on the next space shuttle.
How can you be late? I wasn't expecting you at all.
Nobody ever expects me. Sometimes you just look and bam! Howard Wallace.
Sheldon, are you going to introduce us?
Oh, all right. This is Missy. Missy, this is Leonard and Rajesh, and you've already met Howard.
It's nice to meet you.
You too, as well, also.
Yeah.
So how do you two know each other?
Oh, he once spent 9 months with my legs wrapped around his head.
Excuse me?
She's my twin sister. She thinks she's funny, but frankly, I've never been able to see it.
It's because you have no measurable sense of humor, Shelley.
How exactly would one measure a sense of humor? A humormometer?
Well, I think you're delightfully droll. Or as the French say, très drôle.
Okay, so let me see if I got this. Leonard, uh-huh. Howard, and... I'm sorry, what was your name again?
So, Missy, what brings you all the way from Texas?
Was it perhaps destiny? I think it was destiny.
My friend's getting married in Disneyland tomorrow night.
Destiny, thy name is Anaheim.
And I had to drop off some papers for Shelley to sign from my dad's estate.
The papers could have been mailed. Mom just sent you here to spy on me, didn't she?
I guess that's why they call you a genius.
They call me a genius because I'm a genius. Tell Mom that I currently weigh 165 pounds and that I'm having regular bowel movements. Enjoy the wedding. Goodbye.
Whoa! If the wedding's not until tomorrow, why don't you stay with us tonight?
Oh, I don't think so. Shelley doesn't like company. Even as a little boy, he'd send his imaginary friends home at the end of the day.
They were not friends. They were imaginary colleagues.
Look, you're here. We have plenty of room.
No, we don't.
Come on, Shelley. She's family.
So what? I don't issue invitations to your mother.
Well, it would be nice not to have to drive to Anaheim in rush hour.
And don't ever call me Shelley.
So it's settled. You'll stay with us.
I'll walk you to your car. You're in Structure 3, Level C, right?
What just happened?
So anyway, we're 8 years old, and Sheldon converts my Easy Bake oven to some kind of high-powered furnace.
Just classic.
I needed a place to fire ceramic semiconductor substrates for homemade integrated circuits.
He was trying to build some sort of armed robot to keep me out of his room.
Made necessary by her insistence on going into my room.
Anyway, I go to make those little corn muffins they give you. There's a big flash. Next thing you know, my eyebrows are gone.
Not your eyebrows?
Yep. I had to go through the entire second grade with crooked eyebrows my mom drew on.
Is that what that was? I just assumed that the second grade curriculum had rendered you quizzical.
Hey, Leonard, you left your underwear in the dryer downstairs.
Those are not mine.
Really? They have your little name label in them.
Yeah, no, I used those just to polish up my spearfishing equipment. A spearfish. When I'm not crossbow hunting, I spearfish. Penny, this is Sheldon's twin sister, Missy. Missy, this is our neighbor, Penny.
Hi. Wow, you don't look that much alike.
Can I get a hallelujah?
Fraternal twins come from two separate eggs. They are no more alike than any other siblings.
Hallelujah!
Hey, guess what? I've been accepted as a test subject for a new miracle drug to overcome pathological shyness.
Oh, good for you, Raj.
Yes, I'm very hopeful. Hello, Missy.
They mentioned there may be side effects.
So, Missy, have you ever met a man from the exotic subcontinent of India?
Well, there's Dr. Patel at our church.
Ah, yes, Patel, good man.
Do you like motorcycles? Because I ride a hog.
Hog? You have a two-cylinder scooter with a basket in the front.
You still have to wear a helmet.
Have you ever heard of the Kama Sutra?
The sex book.
The Indian sex book. In other words, if you wonder who wrote the Book of Love, it was us.
Gosh, Sheldon's sister is pretty cute.
I wasn't staring.
I didn't say you were. I just said she was cute.
Maybe. If you like women who are tall. Perfect.
Sheldon, why are you ignoring your sister?
I'm not ignoring my sister. I'm ignoring all of you.
I brought snacks.
Oh, my. Gherkins and...
onion dip. It's onion dip. We don't entertain much.
Missy, do you enjoy pajamas?
I guess.
We Indians invented them.
You're welcome.
Yeah, well, my people invented circumcision.
You're welcome.
Missy, I'm gonna go get my nails done. Do you wanna come?
God, yes.
Thanks. You're welcome. Bye, guys.
Bye, Missy.
Bye, Missy. Bye. See ya.
Goodbye, Leonard.
Bye, Penny.
Okay, you two have to back off.
Why should I back off? You back off, dude.
Excuse me, this is my apartment and she's my roommate's sister.
So what? You've already got Penny.
How do I have Penny? In what universe do I have Penny?
So I can have Penny?
Hell no!
Excuse me, can I interject something? I'm ordering pizza online. Is everyone okay with pepperoni?
Sheldon, can I talk to you in private?
I guess. Don't worry, I was going to order you cheeseless.
Thank you.
It's okay. Lactose intolerance is nothing to be embarrassed about.
I'm a fancy Indian man. We invented pajamas. Hey, look at me. I don't have a foreskin.
Sheldon, are you aware that your sister is an incredibly attractive woman?
She certainly has the symmetry and low body fat that Western culture deems desirable. It's noteworthy. At other points in history, heavier women were the standard for beauty because their girth suggested affluence.
That's fascinating. But my point
is fascinating. I said it was noteworthy.
All right. Noted. But my point is that Kuthrapali and Wolowitz, they're hitting on your sister.
Ugh, it's...
Oh, okay. You know, I don't want to criticize your rhetorical style, but we'd be a lot further along in this conversation if you'd begun with that thought.
That's great,
but what I'm saying is that we took quite an unnecessary detour from what I now understand to be your thesis.
Whatever. You have to do something about it.
Why?
Because she's your sister.
I don't understand. But yes, we shared a uterus for 9 months. But since then, we've pretty much gone our own separate ways.
Okay, consider this. With your father gone, it is your responsibility to make sure that Missy chooses a suitable mate.
hadn't considered that. We do share DNA.
Uh-huh.
So there is the possibility, however remote, that resting in her loins is the potential for another individual as remarkable as myself.
Exactly. And you owe it to yourself and to posterity to protect the genetic integrity of your sister's future offspring.